This is Libby Paris with 970 WAMD Radio, and I am so excited to be talking with Mary Hassler, CEO of the Harford County Public Library. It's so great to have you.
It's so great to be here.
I can't wait to hear about the new branch in Darlington. Can you give us all the information?
I will do my best. We are very excited to be able to launch a new Darlington library. It is located at 3535. Conowingo Road in Street. It is part of the Greater Darlington Dublin area, so we're very excited to have it on a very busy corner. You know, it's very historical in that area of our county. And yes, we have historical areas other places too, but the place that we purchased along with the Harford County government was the original Wawa on the south west corner of 136 and Route 1. So Wawa originally bought the property, built their building there, and then a few years later, they realized they had to expand. So they bought the property catty corner to this, moved over, built a very nice Wawa on that corner, and then following that, a few banks were in the particular building that we purchased. So in 2020, we bought the building for about $850,000, and it was a partnership between the county government and the library. And we're just thrilled to be planning something that I think is going to be very special for our community. Everybody knows if you use the library, all our libraries are a little bit different. And we do that deliberately, so it reflects our communities, reflects the needs and the interests of everybody who lives in that community. So the new Darling Library is a repurposed, upcycled building, and it has an agricultural theme. We're really big at the library supporting our local farmers, our local agricultural business, everybody who's involved with the food, the farms, bringing it to our table, healthy eating, healthy wellness. So the new Darlington Library does have an agricultural theme. And the nice part about it is right next door to the Harford County Ag Center and also the Grove. So you're going to see a lot of partnerships, a lot of activities, and a lot of events going on between the three areas and the three properties, because it's all about bringing agricultural and farming and buying local and raising awareness. And the environment, of course, too. We always care about the environment. What makes this particular branch special is it's over 4,000 square feet, which is 3.5 times larger than our modular that we've been operating out of the old Darlington Village. And it is going to be located on 1.9 acres. It's a very heavily traveled area. A lot of people coming from across the bridge, down into Bel Air to work, and to work into Harford County, and vice versa. And we're super excited to be bringing things such as our first 24/7 locker pickup system, where you can request a book or an item that we have in the collection from anywhere in the library system. It will come to the Darlington branch. We'll root it in. We'll put it in your locker, and you'll receive the secret code to get into that locker any time of the day, 24/7, whenever you like. So we're very excited about that. It is the first one we're testing in Harford County. So if it works really well, we may be expanding that. We also have a really special patio area. It is directly off the library. You have sliding doors that look like barn doors, and you'll go out on the patio. You can read. We can do movie nights. And the feature on the patio happens to be a fireplace, and it's a beautiful fireplace. It is gas, so we can use it even when we don't have our cords of wood in the back. And I just want to thank the Kelly Group for being the sponsor for that fireplace and for the patio area. And it really does take the library outside. And then if you ride one of your four-footed, hooved, furry friends, our big ones called our horses, we do have a hitching rail. This will be the second hitching rail at Harford County Public Library. The first one, many of you know, is located at the Whiteford Library right up the road. So we do have a hitching rail for our horsey friends. And then something really special that is going on outdoor is we have several walking paths over to the Grove and to the playground, the tot lot. And then we also are installing a story walk. So what's a story walk? A story walk is where we have posters and signs up where you can interact with the story. Generally, we select a picture book, and it's one of your typical stories that you might be very familiar with, either from childhood or your children are reading. And then you can interact and read the story as you're walking along the path. We have them in several locations throughout the county, and this will be our latest one. Also, at the Darlington Library, we have a drive-through window, and no, it is not the drive-through window that the banks were using. That's where our patio and fireplace are now, but it is on the back of the building, and you'll be able to pick up holds, drop off things. There's a bell that you can ring to get service, and we're really excited to be bringing that to the Darlington community. The nice thing about that is we know we have a lot of commuters, and sometimes you're in a hurry to get to work or to school, and it's really nice to have a drive-up window that you can get service before the library actually opens. So we have that. The other nice thing about it is we have two really nice small conference rooms in the front of the building. They'll be available for the community to use. They do have a smart technology in them, and the entire building is upgraded with smart technology of all sorts. Of course, free Wi-Fi that will go out into the property itself. And then we have the latest computers, the latest self-check machines, everything that you would expect to see in a Harford County Library branch will be there. The other exciting thing we have is a focal point biofiltration system. I call it the pit. County won't like it when I call it the pit, but it looks like a pit to me. But it's right in the parking lot out front, and it really does help our customers learn about environmentally committed stormwater management. So that's really exciting to see, too. And it's really fun to look down into the biofiltration system to really see how we really do care about the environment and how we control the environment and our runoff. Because we know runoff is really critical to control it appropriately for the health of the bay and all our tributaries. So that's really exciting. That is the first one that we have in Harford County Libraries. The other thing we have is our tablet tower. This is really fun. We know a lot of things are no longer available in print, such as magazines and newspapers. And you can see that if you go to our libraries or if you subscribe at home, you know that a lot of them have gone completely digital. So we offer a very extensive array of digital magazines, periodicals, journals, newspapers, you name it, which you can access 24/7 on our website through our database products. But what we're doing there is we are installing a tablet tower where you can walk in, borrow a tablet, sit down, and read your latest edition of whatever you're looking for. So if you want to check the stock market, you can do it there. You can read the latest editions of Good Housekeeping, which was my mom's favorite, or whatever your preference is. So that's the first one we're piloting in the library system. So we hopefully that will be popular. And then we have also the garden or the patio is surrounded by a whimsical fence and open gate that takes you back to the hitching rail and to the pathways up to the Ag Center. We always like to do something, some type of whimsical touch. And of course, with our agricultural theme, you're going to see that throughout the entire building with the finishes, with the colors, with the little features that we've added. And I'm not going to say everything because I like to hold back surprises a little bit. And then we also have for our younger children. Now, this is a small branch. It is not huge by any stretch of imagination, but we do have a little preschool learning area. We try to install one of those in every single branch. So we do have a corner for our preschool learning that has interactives. It has some realia, which are educational toys, puzzles, and things that families and our littlest customers can enjoy when they're at the library. We also have several book drops along the building. So 24/7, you can return those items so other people can borrow them. And just to say, we're very excited to be opening this. Somebody asked, what are we doing with the modular in Darlington that's in the village now? That will be turned back over to the county, and they will take care of whether it's surplus or sold or if they move it to another location. And then we have the historical building in the county, too, which is right next to the modular, and that is scheduled to be renovated, bring it up to ADA to get that up to speed so it can be used for various purposes. The one nice thing is the community has been very engaged with this project. One of the requests that they had was a wish to keep the current footprint where the Wawa was, where the banks were for that building, and we kept to that. I want to thank the county. Barclay Creighton was our project director on this, and we did keep to the footprint of the original building, and I'm super excited about that. We did move, bank drive-thrus don't quite work for books and things. Great for money, but not so much for books, so we did install a new drive-through window on the back of the building. And of course, we have our traditional. We have many public computers for people to use. We have the latest in Wi-Fi capacity and capability in the branch, and all the traditional things you would see in a public library. So we're super excited. The ribbon cutting is October 19th at 9:30 a.m. We hope to open the branch at that time. We're waiting for our use and occupancy permit in order to allow that to happen, but fingers crossed that will happen. And of course, I just want, before people stop by, there are areas you'll see that are still needing features to be installed, such as panels on the side of the building. They are held up with supply chain, issue that we've all been experiencing. They will be coming someday, and hopefully we'll be able to get that installed. So I always refer to it fondly as a work in progress, even if we are able to open on October 19th. And the best part about Harford County Public Library, we have wonderful staff, and we have, I always call it, it's a triangle. We have our wonderful staff, we have our wonderful community, and then we have all our sponsors, which may be staff and community too, our boards, the county government. We really love our partners in the community, and projects like this really does take, I do not want to sound trite, but it does take a village. It takes a community coming together. It takes a community working together on something that will really help the community move forward, that will have lifelong support for all ages, which is what we do at the public library. And we do it with Harford County government, of course. We also do it with our community sponsors, our Darlington Friends groups. The Morris A. Mechanic Foundation has been wonderful. It's various groups like that. The Kelly Group, who step forward and say, we would like to be part of this exciting project. It's folks like those and our foundation, our library foundation, that really make dreams come true. Not just for the library, but for the community. And it's all about being part of the community and giving back and creating that space that people are very proud of. And yes, somebody asked, are we going to decorate for the holidays? And I'm like, yes, we will be decorating for the holidays. We love holidays. We love to celebrate at the library. So all will be good.
I saw that the Aberdeen Library has just completed its renovation. Can you tell me about that?
This was a really interesting project. It started several years ago, pre-COVID, and we talked about, we have a schedule for all our branches where we do a refresh on a regular routine basis, and it was Aberdeen's turn. One of the things we love about the Aberdeen community is the interest in STEM, and we call it STREAM, because it's science, technology, reading, engineering, arts, and math. We had the reading and arts into ours, and we wanted to do something very special in that community, so we started planning it before COVID, and then it was just going to be the children's side of the branch, which is fairly large. We took a look at it and started planning, and then we decided, well, you know, if we're here and we're putting up contemporary construction walls, why don't we also refresh the adult public side of the branch? So we did that first. That went incredibly well. We took out bulkheads. We relocated the shelving, purchased new shelving that mirrors what the other branches have. We added new carpeting. We added paint. We added lighting. We added computer carrels. We did a completely different floor plan that would meet the needs of today's public library users. It turned out really nice, really nice, and we've only heard really good positive feedback. That happened right before lockdown when COVID. So then we started working on the children's side. And anybody who knows the library, we love to do things that are whimsical, that have a wow factor, and that also we want every community to be proud of their library. So we worked once again with Nature Maker Trees. They are steel art trees out of California. We have one installed at the Bel Air Library. And we said we wanted to do something at the Aberdeen Library for the children when they walk through. Of course, it's a smaller space, so we couldn't do the soaring height, but we did three white birch trees with the sculpted animals on the trees, and they're so cute. And that kind of welcomes you. You take the path from the front door into the children's department, into where the excitement, into where the learning's happening. And as you go in, we have our 3D printers, we have our STEM tables, we have all the activities that our children and family can work on while they're at the library, along with a really nice book collection, STEM kits that they can check out, of course, our American Girl doll collections, our superhero doll collection. Oh, I guess I'm not supposed to call them dolls, action figures, and more in that part of the branch. And the really nice part about it is everything can be moved aside so we can hold programs in that space. We can have the green screen. If anybody wants to come in and do video production there, they can. So it's a really nice learning space, and we've kind of divided it up in areas by ages. So we have our baby garden. We have our nursing chairs in the baby garden for the comfort of moms and caregivers. Then we have this preschool area where you can do lots of interactive play, because we know children learn through play when they're young, when they're in preschool. Then we have the elementary age area, and then we have our slightly older elementary age area too. So it turned out beautifully. We did have our ribbon cutting on August 30th. It was, I think, the hottest day of the universe. And I think the highlight for the Aberdeen Library is we took an old space that was outside the building. It was kind of a nook in front of the building. It did have a tree in it once that died off. And it was just kind of, I guess it was supposed to be a garden. It had windows looking out from inside the children's department into the space. But we took a look at that and said, why don't we create an outdoor story garden? So I had experienced one with my grandson up in New York in Brooklyn, and I loved the idea of doing it, bringing it back to Harford County. So we have a special flooring we installed in the story garden. We have a whimsical wrought iron fence. We added a path that leads you from the entrance of the building to the story garden. We have whimsical, I would say, woodland-type furniture to sit on, for our children and for our instructors, our librarians who will be doing story time. We also have heaters, we have fans, and we have a sound system. And the really nice part is I want to thank BG&E for their green grant, because as part of this store, this is our outdoor classroom where we'll be doing story time and lessons on the environment. And I just want to thank them for their generosity because they made it happen for us. So it's an exciting change in Aberdeen. I invite everybody to stop by and explore it. You don't have to be a child to go through the special trees. We will continue adding things to all the branches as time goes on.
Where do our listeners get more information about the Harford County Public Library?
More information is available, of course. You can go to our website at hcplonline.org. You can also go to our website and sign up for our e-news. We send out a weekly e-news, and this is really the best way to stay on top of what's happening at the library. Sign up for the e-news, and we only push it out once a week, so we don't want to bother you. And then it will give you the information for the latest things happening, upcoming programming. So, of course, at Darlington, we'll be doing a lot of featuring on agricultural, the environment, farming, things like that. Aberdeen, we do a lot of STEM training and classes for the kids and adults. So that's the best way to stay on top of what's happening. Also, if you're on social media, we are on Facebook. We have pages for our branches, so you can sign up to be a friend for the Aberdeen branch or the Darlington branch. We also have a main Facebook page for Harford County Public Library, Harford County Public Library Foundation. We're on Instagram. We do tweets. And of course, if you sign up and register for our cooking show, the amazing Chesapeake Farm and Bay to Table cooking show with John Shields and myself, we always talk about things during that event too, especially during the Q&A, what's happening at the library. So just have fun with it. And we're here to serve you and just enjoy Harford County.
Mary, thank you so much for all the interesting news at the Harford County Public Library. Thank you for joining us at WAMD.
Thank you so very much, and I hope to see everyone at the library.
This is Libby Paris with 970 WAMD.